hadn't played since about August last year, so I did a tough there for most of the part, but it was just good to get out there and get my feet wet again, and we'll build on that from there with a few more games and a bit of match fitness.
How was the shoulder? I mean, that was the real interesting part about it, wasn't it?
No, to be honest, I didn't even think about it, which is pretty good. My warm-up game last week in the 20s, I was a bit worried about it, but, you know, once I was out there and, you know, the excitement and the adrenaline, I didn't even think about it.
Well, taking 12 or 13 rounds to make your debut is very, very difficult. How tough has it been for you?
Yeah, very tough coming to a new club. You want to get out there and make a good impression, and you know the fans expect big things of you being a new recruit. So it has been disappointing. It's been hard going on the training paddock, but finally I'm out there and we can build on that.
What about the game tonight then?
Yeah, we just messed up early. I think we had a few errors and too many penalties early on, and a team like Wigan, they're just going to blow you off the park, and they did. But to our credit, we hung in there and we made a fight back and we showed great spirit, I think, and we can take that into the next game.
Yeah, they got you on the edges, didn't they? Every time early doors, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that's something we talked about, but they run them plays so well, it's hard to stop them. So, you know, we'll work on that for next time we come up against them.
What about where Hawkingston Rovers lie in the ladder at the moment? I mean, obviously out of the eight, and that's not what everyone wants, is it?
No, it's not, and I'm not making excuses, but we've had our fair struggle with injury this year, but, you know, we've got everyone back now. We've got a strong squad there, so I'm expecting us to have a big run home and hopefully squeeze into the finals there, and then anything can happen once you're there.
Yeah, well, you've just got back into it at first team level and now you've got a week off. That's not exactly ideal for you, is it? No. It might be for everyone else.
No, not for me. I'd like to get out there again next week, but, you know, we'll just go back to training pitch and train hard and then be ready for Castleford in a fortnight.
It's really frustrating because you have two wins on the belt and you're going for three, and really this is a benchmark game for you, isn't it? And you've come up short.
Yeah, it is. It's disappointing, but also it was a good test for us to come here. And, you know, I think early on we didn't live up to that with our errors and penalties, but, you know, we just got to take what we did at the second half and our fight back. We're going to take that into next week.
Do you learn an awful lot about what you have to do to get up to the speed of what Wigan and the top sides are doing from a game like this?
Oh, yeah, you do, like, more than... You'll learn more out of these games than you will, you know, beating London by 40 points. So we've just got to look what they do, look what we've done, and look where we can improve.